From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Audie Cornish.
Are you ready to party with us?
And we're going to spend the next few minutes talking about a one-night music festival in New York that showcases artists from around the world. It's called Global Fest, and it's been happening for more than a decade. Over the years, it's become a place for American tastemakers to find new talent from Europe, Africa, Asia, and beyond. Anastasia Tsiolkas from NPR Music was there Sunday for this year's Global Fest and joins me now to talk about some of the hottest acts. Hey there, Anastasia.
Hey, Audie.
This is really fun. Tell me what we're listening to.
So this artist is Balaji, who's a Congolese-Belgian rapper and singer, and he mixes all kinds of old styles like Congolese rumba and soukous with hip-hop. And I bet that sounds really earnest and academic, Audie, but I can tell you it definitely is, and this is party music, just like Balaji says. And you know, Adi, from the stage, Balaji said, this isn't world music, this is our music. And he's mixing all these great sounds, but he's also bringing in kind of the soul and the swagger of James Brown almost. And he works so hard on stage, and I think you can hear it in this music. He started off the set wearing a very sharp suit jacket and big bow tie, and by the end of that set, he was in rolled up shirt sleeves and sweating and dancing and really working this crowd. And believe me, he had them wrapped around his little finger.
You know, you're talking about mostly modern sounds. You know, you're talking about hip-hop, and I don't know, world music, people tend to think of it as being more about traditional forms of music.
Well, Adi, I think you're hitting on a really sore point for a lot of people. Even within what we call the world music community, nobody likes or is at all satisfied with calling any of this huge variety of sounds from around the world world music. You know, it smacks of all kinds of very loaded issues. People get accused of being cultural colonialists, and it brings up questions of authenticity. And I think in people's imagination anyway, world music kind of tends to mean fairly awful and gloppy, hippie-ish world beat fusion too. So let's just say that nobody likes calling this world music. Let's just leave it at that, please.
So then what's the deal with Global Fest and the bookers there? I mean, what are they looking for?
So I think the simplest answer is that the bookers of Global Fest, who are three very respected curators and concert presenters based in New York, they're really looking for music that's rooted in a very specific time and place, whether that's Chinese folk music or African hip hop, and regardless of what we think is authentic or not authentic. Because the Global Fest organizers are very sensitive to all this baggage about the term world music that we were talking about. And even when they include artists who very consciously mash up different genres, they choose those artists who do make these connections from a very particular point of view. And let's take a listen to one of those artists right now.
All right, where to begin? What is this?
So this is a band called the Bombay Royale from Melbourne, Australia. And they're a little bit shticky. They mix 60s surf rock with the sounds of Bollywood. And the whole band is kind of strenuously costumed. The three front leaders have nicknames. Like, there's the skipper, he's wearing an outfit, and the mysterious lady and the tiger. And it's all kind of like, we're going to be wacky. So there's a kind of bit of a even almost Village People element to their performances, and it's a little novelty-ish, but it is a load of fun.
All right, and while we're getting a better sense of the definition of what is and is not world music, does Global Fest include American artists?
Actually, yes. You would not think so for a festival calling itself world music, but yeah, it definitely has come to include American artists. For example, this year's lineup included a really great trio of gospel singers from Mississippi called the Como Mamas, as well as a band from Arizona called Sergio Mendoza y La Orquesta. And the Arizona band, they do a mashup of old-fashioned mambo, like 1950s Pres Prado stuff, and cumbia, which is that shuffling rhythm that's very popular now all over Latin America. And they bring in regional Mexican music and all sorts of things. Let's take a listen.
Anastasia, I love the energy on this one.
Yeah, they're so hot. It's this. The room was sweltering, not just heat-wise, but just the sound that they were throwing off the stage.
Here's the thing, like this music, cumbia, I've been hearing a lot about, and you know, I didn't hear about it through Global Fest. I mean, do we still need tastemakers to get us access to world music when we have the internet?
That's a really good point, Audie. But I think one really important element here is that a night like this lets everyone hear bands live. You know, it's so hard for artists to come to the U.S. in the first place, especially if they're a new act, no one's ever heard of them. And Global Fest is really their way in. You know, it's become extremely expensive for foreign artists to tour the U.S. Like, there's been the issue of how much a dollar is worth to them, for starters. And after September 11th, it became very hard for a long time for foreign artists to get visas from the State Department to tour the U.S. And because our country is so big, it's hard for bands to even make enough money while they're here to make it worthwhile to them. They've got to fly here, and then they've got to get between gigs. So at Global Fest, after these sets, you actually see groups of bookers. Like, you'll see a couple of people from California and a couple of the Midwestern presenters and a few East Coast folks huddled together in the back corners of the room, and they're literally figuring out how to bunch up tour dates for the band they just heard and fell in love with, and to make how to make an American tour actually viable.
Now, Anastasia, before I let you go, I got to find out, are there any big trends on the horizon?
I really think we're seeing a tip towards big, nearly theatrical acts. Let me take the band Dacha Braha, for example. They're a group from Ukraine, and they've turned what they call Ukrainian folk punk into this pretty epic live show that involves a lot of fog machines and super tall, furry black hats that really they should sell after the show, and some really, really fierce musicianship. And audiences just love it. And I really think we'll be seeing more and more of that kind of spectacle drawn into performances.
Well, Anastasia, this was a lot of fun. Thank you so much for bringing this music to us.
So much fun, Adi. Thank you so much.
Anastasia Tsielkas, you can hear a lot of the artists recorded live at Global Fest, plus live concert, videos, and some of those musicians at our website, npr.org.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.